For 25 years, Pennsylvania has added laws, programs, and procedures designed to give crime victims a voice and consideration in the criminal justice process. And despite the good intentions and constructive actions we have taken, we still find hurtful and harmful deficiencies. So today, through this legislation, we offer a consequential remedy. We have heard troubling stories from victims and their families. We've been provided with persuasive perspectives by victim advocates. So the answer then is to elevate victims' rights through amending our state constitution. The legislation is named for Marcy Nicholas, who was murdered in 1983. This is a nationwide effort. As with every major issue we confront, there are ardent advocates and opponents. That is the value in submitting a proposed amendment to the people for them to render the final judgment. Through our assent today, we clear the way for a referendum on this monumentous matter. We have had our chance to weigh the change, to receive expert input, and to satisfy ourselves that this brings needed balance and fairness to the criminal justice process. There is a great public interest in community safety and security. This amendment and the other victims' rights bills being advanced today will contribute to a greater sense of justice being served here in the Commonwealth. So victims do triumph with passage of House Bill 276. This is by no means the end of our work, but we are certainly off to a tremendous start. I'd like to take a moment to recognize the individuals who've been instrumental in this effort to pass Marcy's Law. The prime sponsor of the House bill, Representative Cheryl DeLosier, and Representative Rob Kaufman, who chairs the Judiciary Committee. Our former Senator Guy Reschenthaler, who introduced this amendment last session, as well as our colleague Senator Sabatina, who had the companion bill. Our colleagues who have supported this. We are honored to have many state and national Marcy's Law advocacy team members joining us here in the gallery today to witness this milestone. The DA's Association, Greg Rowe, the victim advocate, Jennifer Storm, and all of the victims' programs across the Commonwealth have been instrumental. I also want to take a moment to thank our leadership for recognizing the importance of victims' rights. This package of bills, including Marcy's Law, have been termed historic and precedent-setting. So today, I'm honored to stand before you in support of Marcy's Law, and I ask for your vote in support of House Bill 276.